You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music of the Stars. Now, I have a song here for you that was written by, it wasn't written by Artie Shaw, but he did it, and he had Helen Forrest sing it, and I'll bet you never heard of it, and yet it was a big hit, so much so that it was nominated for an Oscar from the movies 20th Century Fox, Seven Fiddle. Irving Berlin wrote it. You never heard of it. Either did I.
I poured my heart into a song, and when you hear it, please remember from the start, you won't be hearing just the words and tune of a song. You will be listening to my heart. I poured my heart into a song, and I'm afraid the words that chose are not so smart. I couldn't think of clever things to say in my song. I had to say it with my heart. If it's never played on the hit parade, it will still contain a heart that is beating true. If it's not a hit, I won't mind a bit, long as it conveys the love that I bear for you. Oh, here is my heart wrapped in a song, and if you take it, please don't tear my song apart. For if you do, you won't be just destroying a song. You will be tearing up my heart.
Didn't win at all, and one good reason is it was up against The Wizard of Oz and their big song, Harold Arlen, that the studio insisted had to be cut. Had nothing to do with the movie. Harold Arlen came across the desk and he said, "The song stays." Good old Harold, I always say. Music of the Stars. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete Barbuti.
No, I mean, I want to credit him with this joke he told me. His name is Pete Myers, an excellent writer, and he told me a brilliant joke. It's kind of a musician joke, but everybody will understand it. And it's a real kind of the story of life. It's about a saxophone player who moved to London, and boy, he just wasn't getting any work. I mean, things were really going bad for him, you know. And so he just, every day, he'd sit around his house and practice his horns. One day he woke up and it had stopped raining in London. And boy, this was like a whole new thing to him. And he threw open the window and down from one end of the horizon to the other, the most magnificent rainbow. It was like God saying to him, the whole world is gonna change. And he stared at it for what seemed like hours. And he looked down and there was his tenor sax and the sun sort of glistening. And he thought, dare I, or would it be that too melodramatic? And he said, no, I don't care. This is really. Picked up the horn, threw open the window and started playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow on his saxophone. Somewhere, and a crowd started to gather down below. They could hear him. And they said, that's magnificent. And the crowd got bigger. And he got to the middle part of the song, you know, the bridge. And he forgot it. He says, well, he said, you don't know how it happened. Like, he'd never forgotten it before. He said, well, I'll start at the beginning again. Maybe I'll remember it this time. And he started at the beginning somewhere. And he got to the middle again, just drew a blank. He said, he didn't know what to do. He couldn't. And the people down below started saying, play it, play the middle part. They started to get hostile. And he said, wait a minute, man, I forgot it. They said, play it. And he said, "Oh, wait, I'll try it." And he went from the beginning again like 20 times. He gets to the middle part, call it the bridge, and he couldn't remember it. And the people were getting hostile. "Play it, you turkey!" So he said, "I don't know." And he threw the saxophone out, and they started to boo. And this was all he could take because the beginning of the day was so magnificent. And he threw himself out the window and hit the pavement and broke. And boy, in his last couple seconds on earth as he was passing on to his reward, man, the ambulance pulled up and the siren on the ambulance was going doo 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 doo.
...1939, The Winner. The Music of the Stars. Errol Arlen. And here's Gene Hackman. From Hoosier.
There's a tradition in tournament play to not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're gonna be winners. Okay?
Terribly excited about the appearance of our next guest. Do you like this man, Paul?
Crazy about this guy.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorite films this man is in with Al Pacino. It's called Scarecrow. Have you seen that?
No, but I saw French Connection.
Yeah. Love well, that. He won an Academy Award for that. I'll just read the introduction. He'll come out and we'll talk.
And then we'll...
My next guest is a very classy actor who has obviously been tricked into doing this program. He won an Academy Award for Best Actor in 1971 for The French Connection, the movie Paul is talking about, and he has since been seen in such films as Superman, Reds, The Conversation, and most recently Twice in a Lifetime, and also Power. Please welcome Gene Hackman.
Yeah. Hi, Gene. Nice to see you. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. You know, a lot of people come on the program whom you've seen on other shows or other in films and so forth, and they look different. You look just exactly like you do in movies. You look great. You look terrific.
People come up to me on the street and they say, you look better in person than you do on film. I don't know if that's a compliment. They say that to you?
Nah, they don't say much anything to me. Because of the bodyguards. But no, you really look terrific. And I mentioned Scarecrow. I thought that was a terrific film. When was that made?
It was done... right after French Connection, yeah. So after it was released, probably 72.
Did you like that movie?
Yeah, I did. It was probably my favorite film, or favorite film to work on.
Yeah.
It didn't work too well at the box office, but...
it was what they would call a small kind of film.
Small film.
Yeah. Yeah.
The studios don't like small films.
No, they don't. They want, they want blockbusters.
They want the blockbusters. Yeah. They want the
another
the
French Connection.
Go all the way.
Yeah.
We had fun on it, though. We before the film started, Pacino and I were up in San Francisco, and we thought maybe we'd try to get into the characters, you know, the bums. Yeah. And we got some clothes and stuff and walked around Market Street. And after a couple of days of that, we'd get in a cab and we'd go back to the, you know, the
sure.
Mark Hopkins. Or whatever.
Yeah, sure. And, it's easy to be a bum right. That way when you have a suite reserved at the Mark Hopkins.
But that was fun. One day we were walking along there, and a guy, I said to Al, maybe we go to the Salvation Army to see if there's a soup kitchen or something. I asked the guy where it was, and he looked at us, and he said, yeah, it's down a couple blocks, and you go over, and this. And I said, thank you. And he said, you're welcome, Mr. Hackman, Mr. Pacino. And so we walked away, and I turned around and looked at the guy, and he's kind of talking to himself. And I often wonder what he thought, you know. He had seen Al, you know, in Godfather like 3 months before that, and I was getting the Academy Award just prior to that. He must have thought the show business really fleeting.
I'm pleased, man. I'm very honored to be here. And you all look swell, and that's the end of my speech. Now, can you flip them over for me? Because I didn't say what I was supposed to. The five gentlemen tonight who are nominated for the best performance by an actor have earned that honor by following all the rules that all the great actors of all times have tried to do. And tonight is just another splendid night They are Mr. Peter Finch in Sunday, Bloody Sunday, a Joseph Janney production, United Artists. Gene Hackman in The French Connection, D'Antoni Productions, 20th Century Fox. Walter Matthau in Koch, a Koch Company production, ABC Pictures, presentation, Cinerama. George C. Scott in The Hospital, a Howard Gottfried, Patty Chayefsky production, in association with Arthur Hiller, United Artists. Topo in Fiddler on the Roof, a Mirisch Cartier production, United Artists. May I have the envelope? Oh, are you guys as nervous as I am? And the winner is... The winner is Mr. Gene Hackman.
Thank you very much. I just want to start at the beginning just for a second and say, sitting out there next to Barbara Harris reminds me of my first acting scene ever. Was in New York, and the gentleman sitting in front of us when we were doing that scene was my acting teacher, and I just have to mention his name, George Morris, and I want to thank him. Mr. Billy Friedkin, who has already received his prize tonight, but I have to thank him because he really brought me through this when I wanted to quit. And Eddie Egan, who you all know. Mr. Phil D'Antoni. Roy Scheider. Roy. And last, a young lady who I met in New York many years ago. Miss Philippa Maltese, and she brought me uptown. Thank you.
To the winners, lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded, Sam Decker, and it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard.
Curry. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Breslin Center in East Lansing, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as we enter the final week of the regular season. Three games remaining for Greg Gard's Badgers. They sit at 12-5 in conference play, winners of five out of the last six. Taking on the front-running Michigan State Spartans, Tom Izzo's team has won four in a row, and they are 14-3 in conference play. Big-time game between two highly ranked teams in all of college basketball. We'll hear from the Badgers head coach, whose team will be without Max Klesman today, out with a lower body injury. We'll check in with Xavier Amos, had a good game on Tuesday night against the Washington Huskies. But coming up, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our Badgers pregame show, and we'll get it started in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We get rolling with our Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Michigan State, third to last game of the Big Ten regular season. Badgers at 12-5. The Spartans are at 14-3. And Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins us. Well, nothing like a get-right game against a Washington team that is talented. But it seems to me, Jesse, we're finding some differences in college basketball. Washington, new coach, a ton of transfers. It hasn't worked out. Michigan new coach transfers, it is, and there are other examples, but you know, bringing in a bunch of new faces, sometimes it works and sometimes it you're not even close, and Washington just hasn't been able to put it together, even with the individual talent that it seems to have.
No, they haven't, and it's funny how sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. As you said, Matt, I think of John Calipari and the approach that he took at Kentucky and is taking at Arkansas. Maybe in 1 year you reach the national title game and another you're barely an NCAA tournament team. So it doesn't matter the type of talent you have. It's the way in which players are able to bond and play together. And as we bring it back to Wisconsin, that is what has made this Badgers team so special. Obviously, they went to the transfer portal to have a guy like John Tanjay who fits in seamlessly. But the mark of a good team is the ability to respond to adversity. And they obviously collapsed late against Oregon, but handled business against Washington. And man, it was fun to watch John Blackwell, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really was. And we talked before the game. We were both really interested to see how the Badgers would come out. They had a good lead at halftime and stayed aggressive. That seemed to be the message that Greg Gard delivered over and over, and they listened.
Very much so. Obviously, a different type of team in Washington when compared to Oregon, but you get a 15-point lead at the half, and you outscore them by double digits in the second half. I go back to the combination we've seen of Tanjay and Blackwell, though. Blackwell's ability to get 17 points in the last 9 minutes of the first half really speaks to his evolution as a player, and he ended up with his first double-double. But guys like Xavier Amos, the contributions they've been able to get from top to bottom are why this team obviously was able to pull away from Washington, but why they're in such a great spot right now.
Yeah, Kamari McGee as well, doing things both ends of the floor like he usually does, better than a 3-to-1 assist to turnover ratio, which he went into the year with more turnovers than assists in his career. So that isn't talked about as much, but it's been really important with what Kamari is doing. And you could go right down the line. But we've talked about teams on the schedule who have been transfer heavy, and then there's Michigan State, which is transfer light. There are one or two, Frankie Fiddler, who considered Wisconsin at one point out of Omaha. What do you make of this team, Jesse? And the reason I ask is that the book on him is not as talented as a lot of Izzo teams. But Jace Richardson, to me, he's on a path to stardom as we speak.
Yeah, that's why at a certain point he's too good that you have to elevate him into the starting lineup. And again, a mark of a good team, you can make changes, you can add new players, and you continue to play well. I know people say that there's two certainties in life, death and taxes, but Tom Izzo's Michigan State team being a contender in March, I would add as a third. So it's not necessarily a surprise, but you're right. I don't know that people considered them a Big Ten regular season title contender at the start of the year. It doesn't hurt when you bury a half court shot to beat Maryland. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And that certainly changes the Big Ten race, but it's going to be an exceptionally difficult challenge here today in East Lansing.
Need your perspective on this, because Jacoby Gillespie, the Maryland player, people thought he took that shot quickly. I'm thinking, okay, if you take it with 4 seconds left, that's about what it was, you have a chance for an offensive rebound. It's just the planets align. It comes off the rim, goes right to Jackson Kohler, who gets it out of his hands to Trey Holloman. There's a little luck there involved for Michigan State to set up that shot, or bad luck for Maryland.
If you are worried about taking a shot with 4 seconds left because someone's going to hit a half-court shot, then, I mean, why even play basketball? Sometimes you got to let guys go. That is flukish. 9-9 out of 100, you don't hit it under those circumstances. But a crushing defeat for Maryland, and one that could elevate Michigan State to a Big Ten regular season title.
Glad you said that, because I thought that the shot was, I mean, it was a little deep. Could he have gotten a little bit closer? Maybe, but that was just one of those. The planets aligned for Michigan State and went against Maryland. And then a night later, Michigan gets a 3 to win it. So I guess we're seeing some pretty exciting things happening here down the stretch, aren't we?
This is my favorite time of the year, as I'm sure it is for you, because there's so much madness and March is finally upon us. It's the best time of the year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's all sets up here for the final stretch of the regular season and then on to the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come. We'll check in with Xavier Amos on our Badger Spotlight coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues from the Breslin Center as the Badgers get set to square off with Michigan State today. Time for our Badger Spotlight as we hear from junior Xavier Amos, young man out of Chicago, transfer from Northern Illinois, and he's coming off his best scoring performance as a Badger, 12 points on Tuesday night in the 88-62 win at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Yeah, maybe that's a preview of coming attractions. Who knows? X is part of that nine-man rotation, as the Badgers have had good productive depth this season with himself, along with Kamari McGee, Jack Janicki, and Carter Gilmore. And as the Badgers get set for this final push of the regular season, you better believe that Xavier is enjoying the ride and is ready to help when called upon.
Having a lot of fun, obviously winning and just playing at the level we've been playing at. You know, the chemistry you've been building on and off the court has been great. And I think we're, you know, just as a team, we're really learning from each game and, you know, win or loss. So we're really building and excited for this. You know, I'm excited for this, you know, towards the end of the season.
I know we talked earlier in the year about the chemistry, and that goes back to even the summer months, right? Just being able to hit it off with guys, do things on and off the court. Maybe that pays off now, right?
Yeah, I think all that time we spent off the court and, you know, team bonding and, you know, running that hill and doing those hard things that we, you know, that we did in the summer and the fall, it really prepared us for the season.
I've heard some guys handle it better than others the first time around. Take us back. How was that first trip up the hill for you?
It wasn't too bad. I think everybody made it through, but we did run the stairs. It was one or two people that fell off a little bit. I won't miss it on names, though. I won't miss any names, but yeah.
We'll protect the guilty here. Tell us with your role right now. Obviously, it's different from NIU, but it seems like you're adjusting well, which is easier said than done. What's that process been like for you?
It really has been an adjustment for me. Trying to find time to just do as best as I can, you know, have as much impact as I can, rebounding, defensively, scoring, shooting, any way I can, really, to just have an impact on the game.
That's the great thing about this team so far, is there is a lot of versatility. There's productive depth on this team with yourself, Gilly, Kamari, obviously Jack Janicki. That's going to be a great feeling, whether if you're in the lineup or not, in the starting lineup, it doesn't matter, because, like, all you guys can come in and not just, like, hold the fort here,
here, but expand a lead?
That's one thing we've been practicing a lot, in practice and, just making sure when we come in, for the guys coming in, we bring in the same energy even more than, the stars, the starters. So that's why we, coming in, we make a lot of big plays and, get the crowd going, and that just boosts the whole team up.
Speaking of those crowds, again, with our earlier season visit, you talk about part of the adjustment or being in the bigger arenas, the louder crowds. You've been in this now, going to Purdue, going to these places. What has that been like for you this time around?
It's been crazy, honestly. It's nothing like it. You go to NBA games, but it's not the same type of atmosphere as, a college game, especially like a rival game or, one of those games. But it's been great, away or home. Just great having a lot of fans there.
Always hear coaches here talk about it, and players who've been around a little bit. You have to, you play with emotion and intensity and all that, but you got to kind of stay even keel too, right? Because you're going to have exhilarating nights. Yeah. There'll be disappointing nights. It seems like you guys every day, I don't know if a fan would know what happened the day before, win or lose. You guys, you come out, you bring it. That's a key to success, isn't it?
Yeah, our team's mentality is, it doesn't matter who we're playing against. It's just as long as we have the mindset of dominating each game, then it don't matter who we play, because we know our strengths. We know what we're going to do. We know our roles, and we go out there and do it.
Talking with coaches too, when we mention you, it feels like the best is still yet to come. You've got the versatility, the athleticism. We have seen the burst. That's an exciting thought, isn't it? Because you never know, and with this team on a given night, who's going to step up big.
Yes, a lot of pieces on this team, a lot of guys that can just go off and get 20,
And take advantage of it when it's there, right?
Yeah. We're going to make the big plays, and we're going to do what we do.
That's Badgers junior Xavier Amos, and that is today's Badgers Spotlight. Stick around. Our pregame coverage continues with the Badger Notebook. Coming up in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our pregame coverage continues from the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Wisconsin, and Michigan State here this afternoon. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Big time matchup, highly ranked teams. Spartans, of course, in a position this week to win a Big Ten championship. Michigan State and Michigan both at 14-3. The Badgers sitting right now in third at 12-5. The Purdue Boilermakers and Maryland Terrapins right behind them at 12-6. O'Brien, a lot of folks in the college basketball media world, every year it's the January, February Izzo thing. When in doubt, they're going to be really, really good, which they are this year.
But I don't know how many are aware, or fans are aware, that in the previous four seasons of Big Ten basketball, Michigan is 41-38. It hasn't been great. It's an odd number because one of the games that was called off was not made up. 41-38. They got to the Sweet 16 a couple of years ago, getting through Marquette, as a matter of fact, in the second round. But there's a hunger with this Izzo team. You know, there's talent as well. But I guess it goes to show you that even like the very best programs, the ones with the, you know, the most stellar reputations, you go through stretches where you're not great. And Michigan State recognized that, and now they're back on a path to where they usually are in college basketball.
Well, no question. It's funny because I have always looked up at the banners when you come into arenas. I do. And there was a lapse there from 2000 and I believe it was 2001 to 2009 where there's nothing.
Yeah, in terms
for Michigan
of Big Ten
State as far as
yes.
Big Ten championships. Mm-hmm. Now, part of it, you know, one of the reasons I bring that up, I might have been a part, you know, around for some of that, so you remember it because
yeah, you
it,
went in there, it was, you just screwed it up for them a time or two.
But I think that's the biggest thing with this group of when talking about Michigan State is the success. But every program has those ups and downs and ups a little bit. And now, how do you adjust? And what do you do? And I think for this Michigan State team, the biggest adjustment from the last couple of years. They're playing faster. Like, they played fast with A.J. Hogarth. We've talked a lot about this, but we haven't. This is the first time Wisconsin's played Michigan State. A.J. Hogarth last year, point guard for Michigan State. As much as Tom loves to run, that group did not run to the way that Tom wanted to run. And I think when you look at what is different, to me it's the pace. You know they're going to be physical. You know they're going to rebound the ball. You know they're going to play fast. But this is faster, if that makes sense, with the importance and emphasis of rim runners, wing runners, point guard. Now, you're not just going to kind of slowly walk that thing up. You're running as well. Last couple of years for Michigan State, they had the wing runners. They had the post runners. But that ball at the point guard spot wasn't as quick as it normally has.
And now with the depth that they have as well, you got a lot of fresh bodies out there. But this whole concept of Michigan State being good on the glass, good defensively, getting out and running. They've done this forever and a day. And some years better than others, as you mentioned. Yeah. They got the personnel to make it all fit here this season. And the other thing, the part of the narrative on Michigan State is, well, they're not as talented as a lot of Tom Izzo coach teams. Don't be confused by that because there is talent. They've got a guy on a path to stardom in Jace Richardson. It's not like he's making chicken salad out of something here. They've got a lot of really good basketball players, and they're just deeper than most right now.
Yeah, and I think the name, you know, Jace Richardson is the one that comes up to mind. We talked briefly about it during one of our opens. I think it was the Washington game. As far as what he's done over the last five games, he's averaging 14.6, only averages 11 on the season. So you can just see kind of the growth of where that's at, 3.6 points per game difference over five games. Like, that's a pretty big deal. And I think you look at how he took over the Michigan game, what he did in that Maryland game, even though, you know, got that lead up to about 9 points there. Coming off ball screens, really focused. And then, obviously, Maryland made a run. They've got to hit a game winner. But that, to me, if this is a tight game, the ball's going to be in James Richardson's hand.
Oh, no doubt. Going to ask you something about the end of their game with Maryland because I think my own layman's eyes differ with some of the narrative. The game is tied. Maryland gets a stop. And then the Terps come down with a chance to win it. Jacoby Gillespie takes the shot.
Way too early. Really?
At four seconds? You're not a believer in getting the offensive rebound there?
Not in that situation. So the reason I say way too early is because it was also too far out.
That was my thing. I would have had
rather one more dribble.
It was more depth than time with me.
But 4.6, right? 4.6 seconds. All of a sudden, that's a second. So now all of a sudden, you're shooting at 3.6. You're shooting at 3.0. Yep. All right, now all of a sudden, that's where I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I think it's too quick because it's too quick of where he shot it from.
It was deep. And then it was a perfect storm.
Correct.
And a lot of credit should go to Jackson Kohler, who got the rebound. Now, it snapped right back to him. It was right there. But he got it out of his hands. And the Trey Holloman shot, I mean, for a half-court shot, I mean, it wasn't a wing and a prayer.
No,
it was
absolutely.
It sounds weird to say that, but
he knew what he was doing. And guys, you guys, you, as a player, you practice it all.
Absolutely.
You do this all the time.
You do it all the time. And I think situational, you know, you go through situations all the time. I think Gillespie, like you said, for me, it was too early because you had more time to cover. Get one more dribble. In that situation, Michigan State, they're retreating. Because there's four, as a player, you realize there's 4 seconds on the clock. He's not going to shoot it from here. Yeah. I've got to back up, make sure I don't give up layup. Because with 4 seconds, you can get to the rim.
I guess I understand your point. I'm thinking get yourself another 5 feet closer.
Which
or whatever.
Takes up a second. Now, all of a sudden, it's not early enough. It's there.
Yeah,
and
to your point, yeah. Tennessee-Alabama. At the end, they were backing up. Abbott's backing up.
Because that's
up,
what you're,
and
I mean,
he,
you're
you
in,
have to.
Right?
It's a tie game.
Absolutely.
And then they come down and drill a three at the horn. That is our Badger Notebook for today. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame coverage continues from East Lansing, Michigan. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan, our Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Michigan State today. Sellout crowd expected, raucous crowd assumed, because that's the way it's been here forever, it seems, here in East Lansing.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.